Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What's up, all? Aaron, but not that Aaron, here to tell you about SIFPOP Writer's Room. For the past several years, there have been a growing amount of writers for SIFPOP.com providing best ever challenges, movie reviews, themes, legacies, connections, and so much more. SIFPOP Writer's Room is where that all comes together, giving a voice to those words that you read. And on the show, every week is excellent, getting to chat such a wide variety of movies with a wide variety of movie lovers, and I'm really having a lot of fun with the show, and I just think that you would too. So check out SIFPOP Writer's Room wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'll see you over there. Just remember to knock first.
Before we jump into this week's episode, it's been a while since I've said thank you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for your feedback. I always appreciate a kind word. Hope you still enjoy listening to this podcast. And yeah, just wanted to say thank you out loud. So here we go. Mark Hall, welcome to the podcast.
What's up, my friend?
What else? With Corey Mann from the Studio DNA Podcast Network. Hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play. Feel free to leave some feedback, write a review, or tell a friend about What Else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
What's one thing, something, that I or a casual Casting Crowns fan would never guess about you?
I would say I put color in my hair and my beard. It's $8 box from CVS. You should try it. All the big, huge designers and I don't even know what you call fashion people. You know, my first thing I want to mention is just my love of superheroes and comic books and everything else. But it was too easy. I was like, you got Batman, you got Michael Keaton right behind you. I don't know if everybody knows I'm the nerd or not, but I really get into that stuff.
Are you being truthful? Are you hiding grays, or are you just...
When the summer hits and the light hits, it starts kind of getting this red thing going, and I'm not feeling it, man. Not feeling it. So I'm not ready to go there yet. I can deal with a little wisdom right here. That's cool. But I don't need to be Richie Cunningham up here, you know.
Have you ever gone without a goatee? I'm trying to think if I've ever seen you without that.
I shaved it one time when my kids, Crowns had started. I think Crowns had almost kind of happened. I was at vacation and shaved it off, and I scared my children. So that was it. I decided I'm just going to keep this. This wasn't really a fashion statement. I just don't have a chin, Corey. So I grew the beard so I could have a chin. If I take it off, I'm 12.
Chins are overrated.
Well, now everybody's got chins like out to here. So, you know, I guess they're in. Goatees are not overrated. I heard in a movie this is called a mouth mullet.
I ask this question of pretty much every artist because I've learned that you learn a lot about someone when you do ask this question. Who's mom and dad?
My mom and dad, John and Kay Hall, they just in the last 2 years moved into McDonough, Georgia, where I live now. So I've got my parents right there with me, like 5 minutes from the house. My mom and dad are my heroes, big time.
So them being 5 minutes from the house, I'm reading into this. You're okay with that. You like them being close by.
Totally okay. Well, now, you know, everybody has a different situation. But I've been, since I got married, you know, at least 4 hours away. You know, it's been a long way. So it's a good season for me to be close to them. So I'm over there every day and dealing with their little yippy dachshund dog crawling all over my face. And it's beautiful.
Was there music in the house growing up, Mark?
My dad got saved when I was probably about 8, and the minister of music came to our house because friends invited me to Vacation Bible School. So I went to Vacation Bible School. They came to my house. Minister of music, that's what they called him back then, the minister of music, led my daddy to Jesus on the front couch in our living room and brought us to church. Dad started singing. Music changed in our house. Like, it was like easy rock, and it started shifting to Dallas Home, you know, the Cathedrals, Bill Gaither and all that. Dad started singing in the choir, started singing in church. And we're always singing in the car. Early on, I was learning how to sing harmonies with him, and he'd pull me up on the stage with him to sing. And my mom led the children's choir, and because of nepotism, I got to sing my first solo. She wouldn't let me sing the whole solo because she didn't want people to think she had favorites. But I sang one half of Jern's the Invisible Dog, which is probably the star roll song in the Down by the Creek Bank musical. So if you're a Baptist, you know what Down by the Creek Bank is.
The way you talk about your dad on the front porch, do you remember that moment of your dad giving his life to Jesus?
I remember James Blakeney was the guy's name, came in and talking to him. I didn't really understand what it was about. But that same couch, probably, I was about 13, and I watched my dad share the gospel with his parents on that same couch. So that room is cemented for me. Yeah.
When you were younger, were you a poster on the wall kind of kid at all?
Yes, I had one poster on the wall. It was one of those black light posters where it glowed, and it was like New York, and it was a cop, but the cop was a skeleton. So this, I didn't even know who Ghost Rider was yet, but he was just like pointing a gun at you, and that was the coolest thing ever. So that was my poster. And then it went to the Beatles in college and Monet paintings. So I got deep. I had to go deep.
How is your health? How are you doing?
Health is good. Like, as far as the kidneys go, kidneys are doing well. I have a voice thing going on right now, and it's called, spasmodic dysphonia. So the treatment is, this Friday, they're going to inject Botox into my vocal cords. Yeah, they're supposed to make the vocal cords just relax. So that's the, doesn't seem like there's another treatment for it right now. And the bad news is, it was like, how many times am I going to have to do this? And they said, well, probably every 3-4 months, as long as you want to talk and sing. So that's been my recent development. You know, I had surgery a couple of years ago on the voice. So it affects me more when I'm talking. When I sing, for some reason, it's louder. So it's not as rough. But yeah, it's a tough thing to go through. Since it's Botox, I said, hey, you know, I've heard about that stuff. Can you kind of drop a little bit right here and maybe in my forehead? Next interview, I'd be like, Corey, how are you?
Feel like a permanent ponytail. Hey.
I'm doing so good. I'm so happy here.
So you're currently on tour as you and I are talking. Are you holding up at night? Are you struggling a little bit? Or?
Well, the good thing about Casting Crowns is we've got two ladies that sing. I've been spacing them in between every few songs, letting them come in and sing. And I just tell the crowd coming out, hey, this is what's going on. I'm with you. We're doing this. So in 5 days, we go to Europe for 12 days. So I'm having the injections about 5 days before we leave. And they say, okay, for the first 2 days, you're probably only going to be able to whisper, but it should be fine. I'm like, okay, I'm going to operate on should be fine. That should be great.
Atlanta to Germany is 9 hours and 42 minutes. Who most likely are you sitting next to on the plane?
I don't know. Normally, it's one of the kids because the whole family goes. So usually Hope is my flying buddy. Hope or JM is who I usually end up next to. So,
are you sleeping? Are you watching movies? Are you reading? What do you like to do with your time?
Movies. Sleep makes the day go faster, so that's always best. Movies are good. Yeah, that's gonna be where I live. So JM's telling me all the things I need to download on the phone. You know, you need to download this because you're not going to be able to stream this and all that stuff. He's helping me get my Moon Knight situation settled here and get the rest of them downloaded.
How long have you been in student ministry, Mark?
I've been in youth pastor for maybe 30 years. Yeah, it's been a long time. I started when I was 21 and I'm 52. So yeah, been doing it for a long time.
What makes you feel old these days as you've been doing that for a long time? And
old would be that the world has decided that puns are now dad jokes. So every time you say something, you're like, dad joke. It's like, what? Yeah. It's also called a pun. Yeah. Well, it's not funny. And I'm like, well, that's why it's a joke, because it's not funny. That's what makes it funny. See, I just apparently overshot you a little bit. I told one of my kids, he was messing with me, but like, dad joke. I said, oh, is that because I'm telling a joke? And I'm a dad. So I guess you tell punk jokes.
Three speed bumps a student needs to watch out for these days that might not be on their radar when it comes to maneuvering life.
Boredom will kill you. So sitting around with not much to do, and having the whole world in your pocket and your phone can get us in trouble. Comparison will take you down, and deciding what success is or popularity is based on other people is going to hurt you. And trying to figure out God by yourself is going to leave you in a big mess. That's why we have his word. You got to let God tell you who he is, or you're going to paint a picture in your head based on how you feel, what you've heard, and what makes sense to you. And you're going to come up with a God that's mad, and you're never going to please him, so you're just going to give up. That'd be three big speed bumps to watch out for.
In the great Mark Hall of Archives, see what I did there? Hall of Archives. You can use that. That's free to you. Three things you wish you could have done differently.
Oh, that's a good one. Man, I don't know. You have all those. Then you start getting in the word more, and you start seeing sovereignty and understanding God. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't want to do anything that kept me from being right here, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do different. You got me with that one, stumped me.
Does Mark Hall struggle, and if so, with what?
Mark Hall struggles probably in my head too much. I'm one of those guys that just assumes, I usually see the giant first when I walk into a situation. So, and then I read too much into the people, you know, like, if somebody didn't say hello, like, oh, he must hate me, you know, that kind of thing. So I gotta keep myself left at that. So I struggle with that. Obvious voice thing is an issue. I guess I struggle with being compared to yourself, right? So, I mean, so many compliments you get as an artist are, man, your second album was amazing. you know, all you hear is like, okay, you hate everything else but that, because I've already got the thing, you know, So you're always having to top yourself. You know, I guess that's something I would struggle with.
So you're saying you struggle. You don't have it all together.
Dude, I'm a walking train wreck, man. Any song that I've ever written, it's not something I've learned. It's something I'm learning. Like, I'm still learning. It's like, wrote Voice of Truth. Okay, now I never have to be afraid again. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So I'm still, you know, as much as people say, your songs are really stepping on my toes, I'm like, mine too, man. You know, it's tough. So what I'm learning is, the closer I stick to the word, the more I let Jesus talk to me, the more full I am. And then the less I need you. And the less I need you, the more I can just love you, right? But if I show up to the world needy and empty, I need people to do way more for me than they're designed to do. So it's that is the difference in me. From one side to the other, there's Mark that's letting the world be as well, and Mark is letting Jesus be the well.
What's something you've never been able to do well that people would just assume, oh, he's got this?
Probably most musical instruments.
Oh, you don't play.
I play just enough piano. I play piano enough to write, but not enough that I would play live. Like, in my heart, dude, in my heart, I feel like I could really play drums. You know, it's like, I feel it. It's all in there. I can do it with my mouth. I can do all that, but you give me the sticks, man. And it's like, it's just like I got my new arms today. Like, I don't know how to make work. So I play just enough piano, but I wish I could do more on other instruments.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's your biggest fear or anxiety when it comes to being in the band that you're in?
Fear and anxiety about the band.
Is there any kind of butterfly moment when you step on stage, or you're such a veteran of it now where it's like, let's go?
No, I'm nervous every time.
Oh.
You know, stage. Every time. So it's the pre-moment. It's usually the moment before the first step where all the nerves live. So there's, you know, wondering about my voice, if it's going to be there, and wondering about lyrics. I'm dyslexic and ADD, so I forget my own lyrics quite often to the songs. So there's all those kind of nervy moments, I guess. And then when I step onto the stage, we like to prayer walk through the room before the concert and just pray for people that are coming. Because again, it's their night. It's not my night. And your enemy wants you thinking about you, right? So the moment I get on the stage, I don't do it on purpose, but I've discovered over the years that I do it. I usually center in on about four or five guys, husband, usually the ones that are like, I'm here. You know, some are here because they love you. Some are here because they love their wife, right? So those are usually the guys I'm thinking about. I guess the concern for me for the whole concert is are they getting this? And are they hearing what I'm saying? And am I tearing down all the walls that need to be torn down for them to hear the gospel so they don't have any kind of reason, you know, to not listen? Because I know guys don't want to hear from somebody that's got it together. Guys want to hear from somebody that's messed up. If you messed up, you can talk to me. The men, the college men, college guys, young guys, I'm always thinking about them and what it's going to take and what little role I can play in them getting closer to Jesus when I get on stage.
You said you forget the words to the songs. Out of curiosity, have you ever been inspired by a lyric, but then later that night was told, you know, you actually wrote that?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, that has to have happened. There's a lot of times I'll say something in a concert and go, whoa, I need to remember that. So then I trip over myself through the song going, don't forget that God is in the fire too. That line you had in your head. So that happens a lot on the stage.
Have you ever quit anything, Mark? Like, this is not working. I'm done.
I was the Easter Bunny in the mall for 1 year, and that was enough. Yeah, I tried that. It's only so many kids can look in the eye hole and go, I see you, before you just clock one. So you can't. I learned that wasn't my temperament. Children's ministry. Yeah, I help with VBS or like Camp 323 is what our church does, and that's awesome. But I know in that 1 week of time, working with other people's little ones, probably not my gift. So that's my week of service, and I got to go back to teenagers.
Fun question. You're invisible for one full day of the tour up until showtime. Your wife knows, but she just tells everybody else, business as usual, he'll be here when he's here. What do you do?
I guess that's where you just kind of start walking in each room and going, hey, what do you think about that Mark guy? See what everybody says. It would probably ruin my life if I was invisible for one day. I want to hear everything and then hear it.
How do you end a day while on tour? A lot of people don't know. They get back in their car and they head home. Like from end of the show until bedtime? What's that look like for you?
Usually the guys and the band, we will come off stage, go to the hotel and shower and I'll watch a little Fox News or a movie or something and to see what's happening in the world, head back about 11 or so and get in the bunk. So the buses roll while we're asleep. So we usually roll out about midnight.
But you guys aren't a let's stay up late, let's go over the show, let's giggle until 3 a.m.
No, not so much. Not so much. Friday night is pizza night, so it gets kind of crazy.
Is there a favorite band movie to watch together?
Band movie. Usually it's just something totally ridiculous. I'm not on the band bus. I'm on the bus with all my family and some of the crew. And we just decided not to do the TV in there. Oh. So there's never, it's just sitting around talking there. But normally it's usually they're going to watch a Nacho Libre or something goofy. Or since we have a new drummer, Jack, he's a young kid and he's never seen anything movies. So we're like, they'll mention something in passing about Star Wars. He goes, I've never seen that. They're just like, what?
You know, how so are you in this quest. Band?
Yes. What are you, six? So for the other bus, it's taking Jack through the movies. Like, he's never seen Lord of the Rings. He's never seen, I don't even know what he did with his life. I don't even know what he did with himself, but yeah. So it's a quest for Jack, trying to get some culture in Jack at night.
First time grandparent coming up at the end of
coming
summer.
August. Dude, I am so excited.
Are you?
I'm gonna be called Papa, we've decided. See, my
students. I love that you've talked about the decision of what you're gonna be called.
Well, when I grew up, I didn't know anything about nicknames. Like, I had Grandmother Hall, Granddaddy Hall, Grandmother Barber, Granddaddy Barber. And then I started having friends with Mimis and Moomoos and Nukins and Nonners, and I was like, what are y'all talking about? Is this a cat? You know? So then my parents decided my dad wanted to be Pop. She wanted to be Nana. I was like, okay. So I don't know where that started. Some people are like, it's like their whale to say, no, you must let the child name you. But, and then you're like, okay, now I'm Poopy Pop for the rest of my life. I don't care to let a 2-year-old pick my name. So I can love him just fine. It's kind of like those people that only get rescue dogs. Oh, yours is full-blooded. We rescued ours from a fire. So I think it's a, you know, I don't know, whatever you want to do with the grandparent names.
We are about to take a left turn into the world of nerd. I want to caution the listeners, this is where he and I really take off together. Are you still indeed picking up a comic book from time to time, weekly, monthly? And if so, what are you reading?
I would say I am still in the old stuff. So I collect the old ways. I'm a collector of first editions and first appearances and stuff. So I haven't read much new stuff, but I really enjoy the art. I'm an art type like you, not as good as you, but you're the man. So I like to do and draw and stuff. So that's what drew me in. The being dyslexic thing, comic books were perfect for me. So, but for most of my life, I didn't know what was going on. It's just like, he hit him. Why are they hitting her? You know? So, so I over the years started reading them, but, so it's like Moon Knight. I knew him as art. I didn't really know his story. Right. So I'm catching that on the show.
You've done the first editions, because I know this about you. You've got all the first appearances. I think you started dabbling in second appearances. What is currently the golden chalice, the goblet of fire that you can't quite find yet, or you just haven't pulled the trigger on?
I just got, like, I sold a lot of them and I started just kind of trying to consolidate into like just several that I want to have as investments even. So like John Michael asked me one day, what is that up there? I said, that's your college. So the comic books are in a place right now where it's like, that's a great thing too. But for the art, Iron Man 1, Hulk 1, those are X-Men, Avengers. Those are some of my favorites that I have. I let go of my Amazing Fantasy, the Spider-Man one. So one day I'm gonna get one of those, but I've gotta go back and try that one.
I'm nitpicking right now. There's some things that fit in my budget. If I have to put you on the spot, give me your top 3 storylines in the history of reading books. Like, what do you love that you would tell somebody else? Like, you should go read this, this, and this.
Civil War, Kingdom Come was really good, and I really liked Secret Invasion.
Oh, wow.
It was a fun story.
What is a Mark Hall guilty pleasure? Ooh.
Barbecue is good. Pizza is good. Are we talking like shows? Or like, I don't know.
There seems to be many, apparently.
Yeah, I like shoot 'em up movies. So they're not very redeeming, but I just like, just mindless shootout movies to me are really cool.
Do I dare ask for a title of just one?
You're going to get me emailed so much. Good grief. So we'll just skip that.
Okay.
The other big one, the biggest one lately has been documentaries, rock documentaries, walking through. There's some, I think it's on Prime, where you there's Bono and there's the producer at the board. And they're just going through and showing, this is what it almost sounded like. This is what this did. This is why we did this. And they all raised the faders up on Streets with No Name, and suddenly it sounds like techno. And he was like, yeah, one of the guys had an idea for like a Depeche Mode thing, and we had to take that. That's so cool. So watching like Def Leppard, Peter Gabriel, just tell the stories of how their records got made, that's a huge one for me.
Yeah, those are good. It's fun to watch, especially since it's ingrained in your head for the last 30 years. You're like, oh, wow, that's what they were doing at that moment.
Yeah.
What are you looking most forward to about the overseas trip?
The crowds overseas, like we're going to Belfast, we're going to the Netherlands. The crowd energy is different in such a good way. I mean, they worship like they're at a soccer game, and there's just no holds barred. I mean, they're actually doing cheers like during the songs. Like your song end is like, whoa. I was like, man. If my church at Eagles Landing in McDonough, Georgia, I just tried that one Sunday. They'd be like, boy, what is wrong with you? So I really like that. I like seeing things like history and historical sites. I'm looking forward to getting back. It's been like probably 13 or 14 years since we've been. It's been a long time.
Okay.
So yeah, we've been to like 33 countries. And it's good to finally get back out there.
Mark Hall, since the day I met you, you're the real deal, and I always appreciate a few moments with you, my friend.
You too, Corey, man. I appreciate you talking to me, bro.
What else with Corey Mann from the Studio DNA Podcast Network. Hit the follow or subscribe button so you never miss an episode on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play. Feel free to leave some feedback, write a review, or tell a friend about What Else with Corey Mann on the Studio DNA Podcast Network.
This was fun. I feel like we've done everything we could do at this time.
That is definitely a statement. Of all the interviews I've had, this was definitely one of those. It was definitely one of them.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.